This is Culture Communication and Brand Moments with Shelby Joe Long, the show that takes you around the world to share interviews with some of the most successful and relevant people on the planet, hear their stories, and get the most important business lessons they have learned on their road to success, and get exclusive advice on how to implement their success into your life and business. Culture Communication and Brand Moments is brought to you by the Strategic Advisor Board and your host, Shelby Joe Long.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast today, Genius Entrepreneur Podcast. I have the opportunity to introduce some really amazing brands to the audience and to talk to individuals about how they have created a product or a service that uses their genius as the core. Today is no exception. I've been working with Jean for the past month or so, trying to put together a strategy to launch her product, and I'm very excited about what it is. And excited for her to tell you about the product and the inspiration behind her introducing this product into the world. So, Jean, welcome to the podcast today. Will you introduce yourself for the audience?
I absolutely can. My name is Jean Maland. I am the founder and CEO of My Angel Alert Band. And little background, I've been in the entrepreneurial space for a number of years in different segments, and also have been in the corporate world. So I've got experience in both sides of that. The idea for this band and the concept came out of a situation with my mother when she was in assisted living. And we got to the point where we had to call the ambulance one day and get her to the hospital. And She was, starting to go through some kidney failure and stuff, and things just weren't looking good. So we called the ambulance and they transported her. And after she was there and settled in and everything, I talked to one of the first responders who was actually a high school friend of mine. She asked me, she said, "Jean," she said, "was there something wrong with your mom's heart?" And I said, "Well, she's had a little bit of heart issue, but that's not why we transported her." And she said, "Well, that would have been really good to know, because things were going on during the transport." And I'm like, wow, it wasn't, my mom made it through that. She didn't die from it or anything like that. But what if it had been something with her heart and the medication she was on and that sort of thing? So this product kind of stems from that, and knowing that there are a lot of medical conditions or things that people are dealing with if they have allergies or medications that they're on or can't take or those sort of things that EMTs and medical people need to know. And sometimes that person that's there, they may be laying there unconscious. They may, even if they are semi-conscious, they might not be able to express all that stuff for an EMT. And I can assure you that one of my distributors, one of my salespeople, has a background as an EMT. And she's like, there are so many times when we get to the scene and we have no idea what's going on. She said, this is just brilliant. And she is full on board with My Angel Alert Band and what it's going to do. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, your story about your mom, that resonates with me in particular. And I would guess anybody in our generation that are dealing with aging parents or even aging ourselves, and we're dealing or have children, and that we have these conditions that we're being treated for that might be really good information to have if we have an emergency, and particularly with aging parents. I mean, you and I have talked about that multiple times, how frustrating it is, because you're not there. Often there's not somebody by their side when the emergency happens.
Oftentimes, right.
And having something to actually that has that information is great. So tell us about the product. What is it? What is My Angel Alert Band?
Well, it's actually, it's going to have multiple products, but the initial product is going to be a band, and it's going to have the medical conditions on it, because EMTs know to look for those kind of things, a necklace, a bracelet, whatever, some kind of information. They're trained to look for that. So this is actually going to have technology in it, so that the EMT, all they have to do is get centimeters from the band, with their phone, and the band is going to show them that they need to do that, right? So,
yeah.
And then it's going to pop up with that person's medical information on it that they choose to put in there, right? You know, you don't need your whole history of you had your tonsils removed at the age of three. You know, that's not really going to affect, saving your life at this point. So it's primarily, you know, there's an unlimited amount of information that you could put on it. But the idea is to have the information on it that is going to be pertinent to save your life. Okay. So once the EMT can see that, they'll be able to automatically know what your situation is. If you have an allergy, if you have a condition that they have no idea that you have, maybe that's what caused the situation to begin with. Some great features that we're incorporating that are extremely important to me is the security of that information for the wearer.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Is how can we make sure that the information is secure? Because those are private protected documents. And even though I would voluntarily put something on the band,
right,
and that's something that I have, I would want that protected. So
right. Absolutely. Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of people's situations aren't information that somebody would want to have a need to have, but there's situations that might not be favorable in that person's eyes to be in somebody else's hands. So what we've done to protect that, and we've gone through the testing phase with this, is once the EMT or the doctor, whoever scans that and it opens, it can't be screenshotted, it can't be saved, it can't be forwarded, and then it will only be open for a certain period of time, right? So we're limiting the amount of access to it. Now, if the EMT, for some reason, doesn't get the information they need, they should. So at that point, it's, you know, we're trying to get them the information in a matter of seconds, right? So if for some reason they're not sure, they can tap it again, they're right there, they can do it again. But, you know, what it's doing for you is really limiting the access for people to be able to get to that, because they have to be so close to that to be able to know that that's what they need to do. Right. So does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. It's much more, it's protected. I would feel much more secure about that for sure.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about, I mean, we don't need to get too deep into the weeds with the technology, but I mean, technology is so a part of our lives anymore. And it's nice to be able to have that something that is something invisible that can reveal that information that's so key. So.
Right, exactly. And that's the other thing, is we didn't want it to be so high tech that it was going to be complicated.
Right.
We want it to have ease of use. So, you know, you'll be able to go in and enter all the information that you need to have in there. Okay. You can put in your medications. Let me back up just a second. So if you have an invisible condition, there's going to be an area where you can put that. So that will be immediately known by the EMT, you know, in case they need to know that right away. But you can also put your medication. So if you're on Coumadin, blood thinner, something like that, that they need to know. If you have allergies, if you're allergic to penicillin or peanuts or latex or whatever, there's nickel. There's so many things that people are allergic to, deathly allergic to.
Yeah.
Right. So you know, EMTs, they're often wearing gloves. So if they're latex, that could potentially cause a problem, right? Or a diabetic. Some of them, you know, there's different types of insulins. And if they're given the wrong type of insulin, they can die from that. So letting them know what you can have and what you can't have, you know, it'll have your blood. You can put your blood type on there. You can put your emergency contacts. So in regards to emergency contacts, if this band is scanned by somebody, you can set it up. Excuse me. You can set it up so that it will notify up to five people of your choice, you know, so that they would know that your band was scanned. Maybe it would be a spouse. Maybe if you're a senior, it would be your adult children. If you're a parent, maybe it's a child. So we're allowing that. And it's only a text message. So it's not like a phone call. It's just letting them know that something is going on, right? So, yeah. And you can put other things on there too. There's really some other cool features. You can upload like images too. So another example, if I can just share real quick, would be my cousin who has a titanium implant in the lower part of his spine, and it's fused to his hips. It's screwed to his hips. And he's been worried that if something were to happen and he couldn't tell somebody who was helping him. He's like, how are they going to know? And if they move me wrong, they're really going to mess me up. So what we did was we uploaded two x-rays of his back, one from the back and one from the side, showing them. And so they'll immediately know, oh, we need to be extra careful moving him.
Sure.
So there's things like that.
Let's talk about, I mean, this sounds like a technology that it would be useful for anybody to have. But in particular, who do you think, what audiences do you think of when you think of this? You talked a little bit about the invisible conditions. Can you expand on that a little bit to the audiences that really might need these type of technology?
Oh, absolutely. Well, there's lots of invisible and visible conditions. You know, obviously the visible, you're going to know if somebody has something going on with them, but there's more invisible conditions than not. And that can include high blood pressure. That can include an implant, maybe a pacemaker. That can include diabetes. That can include more severe diseases like hydrocephalus,
sure.
which is in the brain, right? There's all kinds of things. So yeah, there's lots of people that are going to be able to benefit from this. You know, veterans tend to have a lot of things that have, because of being in the service or whatever, that they have a lot of things going on with them. You know, I have a veteran who's going to be working with me, and he was exposed to Agent Orange in Vietnam.
Sure.
Who would know that?
Right.
Right. And he's got lots of things like that from being in the service that somebody would need to know. So, you know, it could be children. It could be young children that, you know, are at grandma and grandpa's, or at the daycare, or when they're not with their parents, they're staying overnight at a friend's house, right? And they may have a visible or invisible condition. So we
Sure.
do have the ability for, if a child is wearing a band or something like the band, we have what we call an angel pocket card, an angel card, which is about the size of a credit card. And it has the same technology on it. So the band that the child is wearing and the card that the like parent, grandparent, daycare provider, what they could carry would be linked to that band. So if something were to happen, then they'd have a card when the EMT came where they could, you know, if they, whatever, if they're taking care of the child, somebody else can be looking at their card, right? So there's different situations like that. So there's children, there's the aging, there's assisted living. There's also, you know, people who fish and hunt, you know, and they're out on their own and something
right.
happens and you got conditions, right? Could be mountain bikers, high risk people who are in high risk occupations. Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. There's just kind of an endless list of people that could benefit from it, you know, and know by having it, they'll have more peace of mind knowing if something has happened to them. I know my health is actually pretty healthy. Right. So, but I've been doing some distance traveling, and even with me wearing my band, I'm like, you know, who knows if, you know, emergencies, you don't know when they're going to happen. Right. They're totally unexpected. So what if I was in a car accident? Somebody comes upon me, if I actually had conditions, they have no way of knowing what's going on with me. So
right.
Even, and if I got thrown from the car or something, they can access the information there rather than if my phone is thrown in another direction or whatever, you know, for them to access information. It just gave me an added layer of protection as well.
Right. And the contact of your emergency contacts, all that thing tied in
yep.
there.
So if it got scanned, it would notify my husband, right?
There are some similar products to the yours on the market, but I feel that yours is the one that's the most comprehensive. And I think that is something that's going to separate your product from others, because
yeah.
You can access, you can contact, you can hold that relevant information. It has a high level of security around it with the technology that's used.
Yeah.
And there's all these amazing features of it that I think are going to really help separate it.
Right. And that's what we were after, you know.
Yep.
Still have all this, but keep the simplicity of it. Another feature that, if I can share real quick, is it has the ability to have multiple languages on it. So if you are a bilingual person, you could have both languages on there. Or if you travel, Like if you do a lot of traveling, or even if you travel once and you're going to another country where they speak a different language, you could have English and French on there if you're going to France, right? So that way you're covered through the whole travel. Now when you get back from the US and you don't need the French anymore, then you just take the French off. It's very easy to go in and update your information. So if you have it all set up and next week you go to the doctor and he changes your medication, all you go in is just update it. Just go in and update it. Simple, easy peasy.
Super easy. When we were together about a month ago, I did a little research and a number really stood out to me that I think is important. And it was, and yes, there were 250,000 medical accidents a year. And those are accidents, not of anybody's fault, but probably a lot of those had the medications that you weren't supposed to be on, or latex allergies, or something that could have been resolved perhaps by this type of technology. And I mean, it's such a high number, but maybe it's not a high number for the amount of people that we have, but it still is, you
If
know,
you're that one number, is that enough? Is that too many?
It's a
Right.
big number. And
Right.
you know, to have that, or to have a piece of technology that might help reduce that number, I think is just incredible. So,
Yeah. And that's part of our goal too, to increase the number of lives that are saved, to decrease those situations where there is misinformation or non-information to help save that life, right? To streamline the efficiency of the EMT's job. Okay, because we know that EMTs are doing everything they can to save your life. That's
Absolutely,
what they do,
absolutely.
right? So there's no blame put on them. We're just trying to help them, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't fix something. I mean, you can't always solve a problem if you don't know what the cause is, right?
Exactly.
Right. So we're helping with that. And then this the and then the other element would be once the EMT they get you to the hospital, the EMT's job is basically done at that point. So now we're focusing on continuity of care. So they're transitioning you to the doctor. So now the doctor and the hospital staff, they can scan that information for you and know the exact same information. Right. So we're just providing everybody with as much knowledge about you to save your life in that situation.
Absolutely, because seconds count. Seconds matter.
Seconds count. Yep. And
That
emergencies don't wait for words.
exactly.
Right.
Well, Jean, where can our audience find out more about this product?
Website is www.myangelalertband.com.
Yes,
And
and pre-orders will probably be out pretty soon, and then we're looking at April as a launch date for this product, right?
yes, for the pre-launch, we're looking at April for a pre-launch, where we'll be offering some nice specials for anybody that wants to jump on board and get one of the first products and get it at a discounted rate. So this will be going national, and eventually I know it's going to go global too, because there's
It
so
is
much
going to.
need everywhere. So yeah.
It's such a necessary piece of information. Yeah, with the pre-launch, gosh, thinking about, you know, assisted living facilities, this would be a really good thing for them to have for all their patients. And, you know, just other hospital, you know, there's just so many excellent applications. So I'm very excited that the product is going to hit the market soon. So,
Yeah, thanks, Shelby. And I appreciate all of your help with getting this launched.
of course, we're here. We're on this together. We all have family members that we care about and family members that we don't want to be stuck in this situation and have questions if there is an emergency. And
Absolutely.
we're all in this together. So I
Yeah.
think I'm very excited for the product. And
So am I.
where can our audience find you? I'll include your LinkedIn profile in the show notes. And make sure that the myangelalertband.com site is in the show notes.
Well, we're also going to be on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. It's also going to be on, we'll have a Facebook page for it, and we're also going to have an Instagram page. So, and LinkedIn as well. So, yes, we'll be setting up all of those so that we can make sure it's accessible for everybody.
Sounds great. Well, I'm excited. It's so fun to see it come to fruition. And I know it's a product that's going to make a difference for a lot of people. So
Yeah, well, shall we? Everybody needs an angel.
that is so true. Gosh, it's a great way to end the interview. Gene, thanks for coming on the interview today.
I really appreciate it, Shelby.
I look forward to continuing to work with you. And I also, for all the audience members out there, we look forward to you being in a position where you can help your loved ones be safer in your emergencies. So thanks for listening to the Genius Entrepreneur Podcast. We will see you next time when we interview another genius entrepreneur that's introducing a product into the world to help change the industry. So we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Culture, Communication, and Brand Moments with your host, Shelby Jo Long. Please leave your feedback and visit strategicadvisorboard.com to get the latest and greatest business advisement on the planet. Follow us on social media for updates, and we will see you on the next episode.